The House committee investigating January 6th voted to send criminal referrals to the Department of Justice against former President Donald Trump and others. Of the four referrals, one is conspiracy to defraud the United States. Here's committee member Jamie Raskin, Democrat of Maryland.
We believe that the evidence described by my colleagues today and assembled throughout our hearings warrants a criminal referral of former President Donald J. Trump, John Eastman, and others for violations of this statute.
We're joined now by former Watergate prosecutor Jill Wine Banks. Jill, welcome back.
Thank you, Scott.
What stands out to you about these criminal referrals?
I think it's exactly what we were expecting, in the sense of at least three of the crimes had been previously identified. The false statements was one that hadn't been mentioned yesterday, but is an obvious charge given what's going on. The special report, the summary, the executive summary that's been released, really does lay out detailed evidence supporting all of those charges, and also refers members of Congress to the House Ethics Committee. And so I think what really stands out is just the overall overarching plan, the premeditation that went into what we saw on January 6th, and that it wasn't just January 6th. Also, the list of witnesses, of course, was almost all Republicans. So the evidence comes from those who were really deeply involved. And the number of co-conspirators is yet to be determined. I think that's one of the things that we need to see, who besides Eastman and Trump and Rudy Giuliani, Mark Meadows, who are the ones who are the most involved in this, who the Department of Justice should be looking at indicting. And that's the ultimate form of accountability, is that. But also, they made recommendations on changing our laws. And I think that's really important. It's something that happened after the 9/11 Commission made suggestions, after Watergate. Many laws were changed. And that's what you need to do, is once you realize that the law may have gaps in it, or that people have used methods that you would have never predicted anyone in government would use, you need to close those gaps. And so it's important that the legislation be put into place.
Yeah. Throughout this process, there's been a question hovering over it, whether a former president who is now running for president again should be indicted. How should we think about that question today?
I think we have to think about it in the sense of, if we don't hold him accountable, what would stop him or any future office holder from repeating what we saw? What we saw, and the facts are there, is that a effort was made to overturn the will of the people. The vote was taken. There was no fraud proved. The count was a majority, an overwhelming majority of voters cast their ballots for Joe Biden. And so he became the president. And any effort to undo that is an insurrection. I think, of course, obviously, the 2383, which is the insurrection part of our law, is one that would prevent anybody who's guilty of that from ever holding office again. And so that's an important thing, because you don't want people who are willing to take down the government to keep themselves in power, who are willing to give aid and comfort to a rebellion, to hold office. It is the end of democracy when you allow that. So more than thinking about the fact that these have been referred, you have to think about what would happen if we just ignored it. That would be, to me, much worse. We don't want to be a country where you just routinely go after the former president. That's hardly the case here. You can only prosecute those where there's overwhelming evidence, and here there is.
And we have less than a minute. You're a former Watergate federal prosecutor. Is there a lesson from Watergate that applies to January 6th and this committee's findings?
Hopefully that no one is above the law. And just like in Watergate, where people were held accountable, in that case, Richard Nixon was named an unindicted co-conspirator in the case that led to the conviction of all his top aides, and he was forced to resign by his own party. And that's something mm-hmm. that we need to learn, is that that was a okay. time of bipartisanship.
Couple seconds. Yep. Former Watergate prosecutor Jill Winebanks, thank you again.
Thank you.